This is KCUR 89.3. By some estimates, producing our food consumes about a fifth of the nation's energy supply. But some farmers are trying to cut back on the coal and gas used to grow their crops. Harvest Public Media and Inside Energy are teaming up for Feasting on Fuel, a series looking at how energy is used in food production. Today, Harvest Public Media reporter Grant Gerlach looks at a couple ways farmers are getting greener.
Greg Brummond grows corn and soybeans in northeast Nebraska. When winter comes, he spends his days in the machine shed, fixing all the things that broke through the year.
Literally about live up here for 10 hours a day, it seems like.
The shed is huge. There's room for a semi, sprayer, a combine, saws, grinders, drills, even a kitchen. It uses the most power on the farm, and on this farm, that includes solar power. An old shed that was going unused now holds up a brand new 10-kilowatt solar array. It delivers about half the farm's electricity.
We've got 36 panels down there. It's just made sense to utilize something that we have and not just keep pulling electricity off the grid.
Think about all the sheds and barns out there that can hold up solar panels. So far, just 3% of farms in the U.S. use renewable energy, whether it's solar, wind, or another kind. Not a huge number, but it's been growing quickly in recent years. The price has plummeted for solar panels, and farms can qualify for financial incentives from the Department of Agriculture. Once the panels are paid for, Brummond expects to cut thousands each year from electric bills. But he says another reason for going solar is to stop relying so much on fossil fuels. In Nebraska, most electricity comes from Wyoming coal.
A few years back, I flew over Gillette, Wyoming. That's where a lot of our coal comes from. Looking over those humongous holes in the ground where the coal is taken out, I was like, wow, I wonder when this is going to run out.
Even with more farms using renewable energy, agriculture still consumes plenty of coal and oil. USDA economist Jason Beckman has studied the energy diet of U.S. agriculture. He says overall energy use has been fairly even over the last decade or so. Farms don't use a lot more or less fuel for tractors or electricity for machine sheds from year to year. What tends to fluctuate, he says, is fertilizer.
The amount of fertilizer used for corn and wheat, it really weighs heavily on the total energy pie for agriculture.
Corn and wheat need nitrogen fertilizer added to the soil to make big yields. And Beckman says that nitrogen primarily comes from fossil fuels.
80% of its production is from natural gas.
That puts corn and wheat among the most energy-intensive crops grown in the U.S. But natural gas isn't the only way to get nitrogen. Farmers can make their own, right in the field, by growing cover crops between one year's harvest and the next year's planting. Keith Burns is the co-founder of Green Cover Seed in Bladen, Nebraska. They sell cover crop seed across the U.S. On a windy winter day, we're checking out a test plot covered with a thin green blanket of plants called winter peas and hairy vetch. They're planted not to make money, but to keep the soil working over the winter. Burns pulls up a clod of dark black dirt.
You can take a good healthy soil and you can smell it, and it just has that really good earthy smell. And a lot of what you're smelling is those microorganisms.
Cover crops are known for reducing soil erosion and farm runoff, but certain plants, like these peas and vetch, feed microorganisms that replenish nitrogen pulled out of the soil by wheat or corn.
We've got organic guys that we work with that they'll plant a hairy vetch cover crop, and they're consistently producing 150 to 170 units of nitrogen.
At that rate, Burns says cover crops could replace most of the petroleum-based fertilizer that you'd put on a typical Midwest cornfield.
There's a lot of petroleum, you know, a lot of oil needed to make any type of fertilizer. And so anytime, you know, we don't need it to produce it, we don't need it to haul it, we don't need it to apply it if we can grow it naturally through a cover crop like this.
Other parts of the food chain use more energy than farming. Transportation, processing, even our own kitchens are energy intensive. But if farms can grow their own energy or their own fertilizer, they'd be a couple steps closer to making our food more fuel efficient. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. More information is on their website, harvestpublicmedia.org.